إنا رحمة رحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آله سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم لا علم إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم لا علم إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم لا علم إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت الحكيم العليم. اللهم انشر علينا رحمتك وانزل علينا حكمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم انشر علينا رحمتك وانزل علينا حكمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم انشر علينا رحمتك وانزل علينا حكمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. إن شاء الله, we did the introduction last week, and it's actually should have been on here. It's page one, so I'll get that to you. For people that had this before, please burn the other one. Don't throw it away because it has the Arabic on it. Burn it or shred it or something. Because there's been, what's that? I don't know. If it doesn't shred the letters, you still have to burn it. So, because the letters, I mean, technically all languages are actually considered sacred and should be honored. That's what I was taught by one of my teachers, Mauritanian Sheikh, because he said the probability of the language having revelation is too high. And so, but Arabic definitely, these letters are in the Quran, and there are verses of the Quran that are letters, Alif, Lam, Mim, those are letters, right? So, and then to respect for the written word. So, but discard that because there are mistakes in it, and I corrected them, most of them, inshallah. And because this is a work in progress, as they say. Right? So, after the introduction, he says, فَقُلْتُ بَادِئًا بِقَرْبِ الْبَدْئِ إِذْ هُوَ أَشْرَفُ مَعَالِ الْبَدْئِ. And this in Arabic, there's a play on words here. He says, I began by starting with the heart of beginnings, or I say beginning with the heart of beginnings, which is courtesy spelt backward. Since this is the highest and noblest of beginnings. What he's saying is, you look at the word al-bad, which is, it has to do with like beginning, bada'a, yabda'u, is the root. And from it you get bedu, the first people, bedoui, the Bedouin. What happens, he says, فَقُلْتُ بَادِيًا بِقَلْبِ الْبَدْئِ. I say by قَلْبِ الْبَدْئِ. It literally means the heart, I begin with the heart of beginning, but it also, it's a play on words, because it also means, and I begin by flipping بَدْئِ, the word بَدْئِ, around, because قَلْب means heart, but it also means to turn over. So what he's saying is, I'm beginning by flipping the beginning over. And if you flip it over, you get adab, right? So the word bada, which means beginning, if you turn it around, it means adab. So what he's saying is, I'm beginning with adab, right? It's just a, you know, the Arabs like to do things like this in their poetry and in their writing. It's a word play. So he's saying, I begin by with the heart of beginnings, and what he means by that, adab. So he's saying that he's beginning with adab, because this is the highest and noblest of beginnings. فَأَدَبْ مَعَ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ وَجَلَّا بِأَنْ تُلَازِمَ الْحَيَاءُ وَذُلَّا. So he's saying, have adab with Allah. Now the word adab in Arabic means a lot of things. Adib has come to mean an erudite person. Somebody who's learned is an adib. And the reason the Arabs say that is because generally with learning comes manners. And so really at the root of the word adab is courtesy. There's an idea of courtesy. So somebody who's an mu'addib is a teacher of children. So the idea that the mu'addib, if you look at the word mu'addib, it literally means the one who is causing somebody to have adab. So the teacher of children is somebody really who's teaching them how to behave properly. That's the idea. So behavior is at the heart of this science. It's about proper behavior. And what he's saying is, fa'adab ma'allah. You know, have adab with Allah. Behave properly with Allah before anybody. Right? That's the most important thing, is to behave properly with Allah. And how do you do that? That's what he's saying. بِأَن تُلَازِمَ الْحَيَاءُ وَذُلَّةُ You do it with two things. Haya and dhul. Now, haya in Arabic, which, is anybody Filipino here? Huh? Now, there's a word that they use in Tagalog, which is really important in Filipino culture, not just Muslim culture. Haya or... Huh?